Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have, wow, such a wonderful guest with us. You guys have not seen him yet on this pod. His name is Ian Hecox.
Right.
Hello. Hi. Happy to be here. Love what you guys are doing.
This is your first time on the new set?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When he first walked in, he didn't know which chair to sit in.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
He was like, do I host this show?
Yeah.
You were like, the middle, duh. And I was like, oh, that makes sense because... like the hosts, and you would put the guests in the middle, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Dude, you're rocking a fit today.
I was going to say,
thank
I
you.
Love the
Dude,
yellow
this
socks.
Is solid. We both got the selvage.
Yeah,
yellow.
I was looking at our jeans, and I was like,
very similar.
Bruh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Almost the same jeans.
I like
Bruh.
The yellow socks with the
thank
docks.
You.
If you
That's
guys are just docks, listening, yeah. He's wearing a cool outfit.
Thank you. And I also have a Smosh shirt on, which is the coolest part of the outfit.
That is so cool.
Got the classic Smosh tee.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Smosh bra. It's awesome.
Oh, that's
can't wait
so
to show
cool.
It to you guys.
You know, we actually used to sell, well, I don't want to say we, but.
back when it was just you and Anthony, you
back
sold
in,
Smosh
back
bras.
In the Defy days, there on the site, they sold Smosh panties.
You guys are sickening.
And I did not.
Condone that.
You didn't know
it
happened.
Weird.
You're just sitting at your desk signing, approve.
No, that was in the Defy days. And yeah, there was like Smosh panties. And if I recall, there was like a heart above the word Smosh or something.
Was Smosh weird. Written on the butt or the front?
That's a good question. I do not remember.
And you guys had nothing to do with the creative of it? It just appeared on the site? Or?
I don't remember because I feel like they used to sell like a ton of stuff that was just like slap a label on it. And sell it.
That's wild that they went past you and did that.
I mean,
maybe it was Anthony.
I wish I had a pair.
We can get you one.
Okay.
There's nothing stopping us from doing that, I guess.
I wonder if eBay has one.
Probably.
That'd be sick.
Probably says, shut up.
That is actually really funny.
That would be funny.
It'd be on the butt because I fart.
Sorry. I've never farted in my life.
You should get on the fart train.
I should get on the fart train.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. Imagine instead of a massage train, it's a fart train. Okay, so what's cool about today?
speaking of farts, what are we talking about today?
Okay, Ian, we know how much you love boobies. You always...
I thought you said boobies.
Well...
No, we're not bringing this up. Hey, you said that you don't bring up booby stuff, but you do bring up booby stuff.
When did you guys have this conversation?
I never said booby stuff. I said that I've never brought up the breast milk thing.
Oh.
And every time somebody's brought up breast milk has been against my will.
Okay.
And
please.
Again, that another case where I thought you just said boobies and you're like, oh, breast milk, Ian, breast milk.
It's funny, I didn't actually say breast milk right here. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, but that's when you were in furry.
No.
Because you're like, oh, the booby stuff, it's the booby stuff.
What's crazy is I didn't say breast milk and I didn't say boobies.
That's what you inferred.
It just keeps happening with you, you know?
I can't with you, Amanda.
Okay, so anyways, we asked Ian because we know how much he loves movies. And randomly, he'll be like, oh, I watched this movie, you know, from the
he'll
1900s.
He'll bring up a movie that I've never heard of before in my life.
Yeah.
Okay. Like what?
Oh,
Taking Pelham 1-2-3, the original.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did mention that. And then recently you were talking about some, was it an Italian or French film from like the
60s? With the ship?
I don't know.
Didn't you watch an old movie with the ship?
That's
like
Titanic.
The Battleship Potemkin? Sorry.
Something like that.
You watch a lot of like foreign, random foreign films that I've never heard of.
I think it's important to have a good, because I watch so much media that I think it's good to have a good media diet.
For sure.
So I like to balance the crap with like something where I feel like, oh, I'm going to like take something away from this.
Wow.
That's really smart.
See, I'm at a place where I'm like, I don't want to watch crap.
Oh.
Do you know how some people are like, oh, I watched this thing on Netflix. It was so cheesy, but it was a joy. It was a fun. I can't do that.
Oh, I love watching bad movies. Like I watched, there was a new Alan Richson. Richson? Is that how you say his name? Richson? Richardson?
He's doing what I do.
Whatever. It's called War Machine.
Nice.
I wanted to watch that.
And it's just
it's on
I
like
wanted
Netflix
to watch that.
Right?
Yeah, it's just like military propaganda, but with like an alien that just like
it's that
kills
big guy
people.
From Reacher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big awesome.
Guy. The
guy
that
he seems cool.
Beat the shit out of his neighbor.
in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he deserved it.
Yeah, his neighbor was being an asshole, so.
You guys know his neighbor?
He went all Reacher on him.
Yeah.
Out of everyone in the
Reacher
world.
Reacher sounds like something
else. How would you
else?
Pick a fight with
him? Out of everyone Reacher. In the world, it's like, I'm going to pick a fight with that guy. The guy who's known for playing a guy on TV who just beats the shit
and
out of
And he's massive.
Everyone. Yeah.
Fun fact, I learned recently that I've technically worked with Alan Richardson. I did an episode of Fred the Show back in the day, back in like 2013.
Crazy.
And he is in the episode I'm in. It's an episode where Fred Figglehorn.
Mm-hmm. I don't know
drinks,
the show.
Oh, you know what's funny?
I don't know Fred.
You guys are laughing. This episode of Fred the Show that I've done, I think is the funniest episode of television I've ever been a part of.
Wow.
How do I not know this show?
It's legitimately, it's because it ran for like 10 episodes on Nickelodeon and then got canceled.
But it got 3 movies.
I think the show might have been after the movies too.
Really?
It's really weird. The show is legitimately good. This is what's crazy. The show is legitimately really
good. No
funny.
Idea.
Written by Aaron Sorkin.
Fuck, I fucked that.
Yeah, you fucked up.
No, in the episode, Fred drinks some expired milk and he starts hallucinating. And this evil, the expired cow shows up in his mirror and is like threatening him. And it's played by Alan Richardson. And I had no idea.
He is not a cow.
And he's like, I have to fight this cow. And I show up as a chocolate chip cookie who trains him in karate to fight this cow. And it's legitimately so funny.
So. What? So the chocolate chip cookie would dunk into the milk, which is the cow's expired milk.
No, I'm just a chocolate chip cookie who's training him in karate.
Okay, no.
There's no connection.
It's crazy how I see this so differently.
It's legitimately funny because in the scenes with me, I'm in a giant cookie costume.
Uh-huh.
And he'll be talking to me, but my over-the-shoulder shots, they just held up a real cookie next to the camera.
That's so clever.
It's a really funny episode, and it's a really funny show.
Why didn't you ever meet the cow?
I wasn't in any scenes with him.
How? You're fighting. Oh, no.
I'm not fighting.
You're training.
I'm training. I'm the Yoda.
Okay, and get this. In the Fred movies, his dad, John Cena.
Yes. I am 1 degree away from John Cena. I don't think John Cena was in that episode.
So you're basically like John Cena.
No, and John Cena's his dad. John Cena's in Fred the Show.
Did you meet John Cena?
No, I just said I didn't meet Fred John Cena.
You know what's crazy is I really want this story to end where you meet both of them. So just
I haven't met either of them, but I have worked
with them. So you did no scenes with them, but they were in the show?
Yes.
Wow.
You know, because the show just loved to cast like huge buff guys.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Apparently, yeah.
Is why they cast
They got the three buffest
But they put
men.
You in a fat ass cookie.
Hell yeah, and I look good as hell.
How do you do karate in a cookie costume?
I wasn't doing karate. I was just training him in.
Wow, I guess I don't understand.
You clearly don't get the highbrow nature of Fred
like,
the Show.
Wow. Yeah.
No, it's legitimately the funniest show.
I would love to see a clip of that.
And I think So Random and Goldberg's were really funny shows. Fred the Show might be the funniest show I ever got to be
on. So why do you think it got canceled?
Just nobody was watching it. That's why it got canceled.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was legitimately funny. And I think, unfortunately, at that point, because Fred was like the first big YouTuber, like first, like most.
What's his name?
The channel was called Fred.
Yeah. What's his full name?
Fred Figglehorn's the character.
Oh, got it. Okay.
The actor who plays him is named Lucas.
Do you think that he still does?
He doesn't still do Fred.
And he does not like to talk about it.
He doesn't want to talk about it. Well, because it was such a big sensation back in the day.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, yeah, because it was just like...
That's what I'm interested in.
That's in the past. He's trying to put it in the past.
Because he was like a very, like, everyone, like, anyone that wasn't a fan of Fred really hated Fred.
Yeah.
Because he had this, he pitched up his voice in editing, and he was, like, really hyper. And so it just, like, anyone that wasn't, like...
A kid that
wasn't a fan of Fred was like, I hate Fred. Fred sucks.
So he was one of the first YouTubers to go to like the mainstream.
Yep.
Like Nickelodeon was like, we'll give you some movies. We'll do a show. And so people thought the show, it's like, oh, it's Fred the Show. It's probably, and I remember at the time, before I worked on it, thinking like, oh, Fred the Show. Oh my God. And then I got the script and I was laughing my ass off. And I did it and I was like, this is really funny. Yeah. And they kind of unpaced his voice for the show.
Yeah.
It wasn't as... intense. The show is
Do you think people didn't watch it because they were annoyed by his voice?
I think they didn't watch it because the connotation of the character already.
And I think Fred, by that point, had already kind of been...
Because this
like people are getting a little worn out on
it. This is like 2012, 2013, and Fred was at his peak in like 2007, 2008.
Yeah, probably 2009, maybe.
Yeah, so it's just a few years after. Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checkings, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
Anyways.
Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checkings, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
What about movies?
Wow. Though. So anyways, we're talking about movies. I really appreciated that lore.
Yeah.
Why we brought you on, Ian, is because you actually have a Letterboxd.
I do.
You write movie reviews.
Yeah.
Are you bringing any movie reviews today of your own? Uh-oh.
You were, okay.
Secret.
No, before we started filming, you were typing ferociously on your phone.
Yeah. Well, because I remember, I rewatched Mad Max Fury Road last night.
So good.
That movie's perfect.
So good. I remember seeing that in the theaters at the Vista before it like closed down and then reopened. It was epic.
That movie is perfect.
It's perfect.
Truly.
It's literally perfect.
It's one of my 5-star reviews.
You know, Tom Hardy barely speaks in that movie, and yet he's so impactful. He's so good in it.
I think he speaks more grunts than actual words.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Are you willing for us to go like delve into your Letterboxd
today? Of course, yeah.
What are your like top movies? What
my
do you
top
think
four
are, like, perfect.
Yeah, what are your top four? Okay.
Or like
top four
your
four.
Favorite, but then also what are movies that you think are perfect?
Okay.
I think those are two different
categories.
That's
a great question. What are movies that you think are perfect? How about that?
Because, there's movies that are your favorites.
Right.
And then there's movies that
you're perfect that you like don't ever need to
rewatch. I do think Raiders of the Lost Ark is a perfect movie.
Wow.
It's also one of my favorites, but I'm like, I think it is structurally as a story and filmmaking, just the way it's shot, is just like perfect. I do agree. I think Arrival is like...
Arrival is one of my favorites. I would say Arrival is close. I don't think there's any movie that's perfect.
Sure,
but
sure.
I would say
on a relative scale. Man.
I mean, look, I got to give it to RRR. I don't think it's perfect.
Yeah, but that movie rocks.
What's like, crazy?
Definitely not perfect in the way of like I don't know female representation.
Sure.
Do you have any reviews from RRR that you picked out from you? Because
no.
I actually have some.
Oh.
Selena actually picked out some reviews from RRR.
Okay.
So if you don't know what RRR is about, it's a fictional history of two legendary revolutionaries' journey away from home before they began fighting for their country in the 1920s.
Yeah.
And also a lot of dancing.
Yeah,
and there's some animals. Dancing. It's not a lot of dancing.
Oh, but the dancing.
Yeah,
just,
dancing is like a legendary. Huge part of it for
competitive
me.
Competitive fighting sure. dancing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Some excellent mustaches also.
Oh, the mustaches are out
and
of
just
this
like
world.
some of the worst dialogue for all of the English speakers, yeah. which I think makes the movie better. Because it just adds this layer of comedy that's like kind of unintentional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it's like they come into a scene and then the British people are like, and that's that.
Okay, here's a review. The yeah. timeline of my experience with RRR. Mm-hmm. 0 through 20 minutes. Why are people obsessed with this movie?
Yeah.
It's so over the top. What is even happening?
Yeah.
21 through 80 minutes. Okay, I get this. It's yep. growing on me. This is cool. 81 plus minutes. Fuck yes. Iconic. Hit me with all of it.
Yep.
Another review. Now, excuse me. I have some dance moves to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another one. Contains the best piggyback ride action sequence in cinematic history.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Life will forever be divided into two parts. Before RRR and after RRR.
Mm-hmm.
This movie was great. Last one. No movie has earned the title card doesn't appear until 40 minutes into yep. the movie more than RRR. Eat your heart out. Drive my car.
It also appears three times throughout the movie.
I yeah. love it.
It's kind of like because it's split into three acts kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
I love
it. No, that movie's incredible.
It is such a fun movie.
It is like a rough first 10 minutes where you're like, what's going on? And then they yeah. just busted this lady's head with a stick.
Yeah.
And you're like, huh?
Yeah, that was hard. Also, it was like very intense to watch. You know when you're watching like a 3D movie and you're like, what is reality?
Visually
that's what it felt like intense. When I first started it.
You also have to like get used to like the physics
yeah.
and the world where it's just like these people are superhuman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you just have to accept that.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so RRR, you think is a perfect movie?
I don't know if it's a perfect movie, but it's one of my favorite movies.
Yes. Your top four.
Okay, so my top four are
Arrival,
City of God.
Yeah,
City of God is. So
I haven't watched that.
Good.
I you know what's funny? I watched that movie when I was like 12.
Dude, really young.
And I haven't seen it since. But I remember watching it and just being like, "This is crazy." But I need to rewatch it now as an adult so I can actually understand what's going on.
Yeah.
But my brother showed it to me when I was a kid. He's like, "This is one of the best movies ever made."
Right.
And I was just like, "Oh, this is just scary."
I feel like, man, Brazil went through some crazy shit in like the 70s because, you know. City of God is based around that time. So is I'm Still Here.
I'm Still Here.
Which is like crazy. And then also The Secret Agent, which came out last year.
I need
seen
to see
any
it.
Of these.
Is it really good?
It's good. It's a little confusing.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think that's kind of the point because I think that time in Brazil was very confusing and
mm-hmm.
weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, City of God is just incredible. I have RRR on here. I have They Came Together.
Yeah.
In my top four.
That movie, that's Paul Rudd and Amy Poehler mm-hmm. just making fun of rom-coms. It's like the Naked Gun of rom-coms.
I don't know if I saw it.
So it's the same people that made Wet Hot American Summer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like, it's one of those jokes per second
Got it.
Movies.
Got it.
Just nonstop jokes.
And then the other one on my top four. Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
I just recently watched that again.
Oh.
And the most amazing thing about that movie is every shot is a painting. The mm-hmm. way they light everything is unbelievable. The way they have a scene where it looks like they're lit from candles. I was sitting there being like, how did they do? And they're barely speaking in it.
Mm-hmm.
I
feel like you'd like Train
movie.
Dreams.
That's on my list.
It's
I need to watch.
Like
I need to watch Train Dreams. One of my favorite movies that is not in English is Volver. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, I got that on my list.
It's Pedro Almodóvar, who's one of my favorite directors. I love him. Broken Embraces is also such a weird, good movie by him. But Volver is one of my absolute favorites. It's like about sisterhood and mother, and it's just gorgeous. I love the way he shoots. He's also very like sexual and sensual the way he shoots. Like
it's a porno.
Everything.
Well, it's Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, it's Penelope Cruz. But like everyone in it, it's just, and that movie goes places where you're like, what's happening here?
Cool.
Yeah. Amadeus.
Amadeus.
I've
so
still
good.
Never seen Amadeus.
So
such a commitment
good.
Because it's 12 hours long.
No, yeah. It's not that long. It's only.
You can do it?
No, it's only 160 minutes.
Okay.
Do you know what I think is a perfect movie?
What do you think is a perfect movie?
The Birdcage.
So
okay.
Not the original. I haven't seen the original. Yeah. The original is like a French
movie. Oh, but the Robin Williams?
The Robin Williams one is so unbelievable.
That's one of the more recent movies I've seen. I'd never watched The Birdcage. I didn't really know what it was about. And then Courtney and I watched it one weekend, and that movie rocks.
Mm-hmm.
That movie is so funny. I think I was reading that Nathan Lane wasn't originally supposed to play the role he was in. This might be wrong, but I thought I was reading that it was like, oh, Steve Martin was originally supposed to be in that role. But I can't imagine that movie without Nathan
Lane.
It
has to be Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane is the reason that movie works.
Has to be.
And I love that Robin Williams played it the way he did. He played it. It's one of his, honestly, most like, one of his more like downplayed performances.
Yeah.
Like more along the lines of like Good Will Hunting or something. He's not playing it big. And it works so well. That movie's so good.
Good Will Hunting is also an amazing movie.
Yeah. You got good picks, man.
Can you give us your top fours?
I mean, I gave you more than top four. I have Arrival up there. I got Dune 2.
Dune 2.
You like Dune 2 more than Dune?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Dune.
I think Dune 2. I think Dune, the first Dune was like, the pacing was just kind of slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Still incredible, but.
I am so curious what the next Dune is, because do you know anything about Dune lore?
Yes.
Whoa.
Sorry. I love Dune.
I mean,
I love Dune.
I've read a little bit about it.
I'm saying like
about
the books.
About how the timeline is just Duncan Idaho's all the way down.
They start cloning him like a million times over or something.
Yeah.
No, because they go
is
like.
That, is that correct?
It is. There's a million Duncan Idahos. And then there's a worm emperor.
Yes.
Like there's a guy who's a worm.
Yeah, I heard
the
that.
The thing
like,
is, what's funny is I'm thinking about when I watched the original, which I felt like I was actually tripping on acid when I watched the original. I was like,
sure.
And the worm is so, what's his name? The guy who plays
Baron Harkonnen.
Just all of the creatures in the original, and that movie feels like it's 3.5 hours long.
Yeah,
I
think it is.
But I just think that it goes to such a weird fucking place.
Yeah, because in the books...
But I've never read the books.
Yeah, so in the books, after Paul Atreides, there's a... I'm sorry, spoilers, but like this is not going to... The movies are not going to get to this.
I don't know. Yeah.
No, because this is like book five.
Okay.
There's a... I think his son becomes like an immortal worm emperor who rules the universe.
Yeah.
There's apparently a dominatrix planet.
Oh, cool.
Like dominatrixes who are a thing. And there's just a bunch of weird
Because
shit
Paul Atreides is like a false...
He's a false prophet.
He's a false prophet. Yeah. So in the last Dune 2, there you have the Florence Pugh situation.
Mm-hmm.
He's like set up to be with her.
I'm trying to remember.
Anyways.
I need to rewatch Dune 2.
Dune 2. Well, if you have, 3 hours. What Dune 2, what you just said reminded me of, and this is so weird that my brain went here, but just thinking of like the score and the music, Sicario is also such a good movie.
That movie messed
The score
up.
Of Sicario.
Before Taylor Sheridan just started writing content for
We're going to come for you if you bring up Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I was on vacation and I met this woman whose son is in the new Taylor Sheridan.
Oh, good for him.
I don't know much about Taylor Sheridan. I've only seen
Yellowstone.
He writes
Yellowstone?
No, dude.
He created Yellowstone.
Oh,
You will shit if you look at what this guy has done.
Also, he was a cop in Sons of Anarchy. So he was a cop in Sons of Anarchy.
He's
That's where he got. Yeah.
But he wrote Hell or High Water,
yes,
which is incredible.
Such a good movie.
He wrote Wind River.
Yep.
Wrote, directed.
Such
think,
a
Wind
sad,
River, which is
sad
incredible.
Movie. So good, though.
He did Sicario.
Uh-huh.
He wrote Sicario. And then
he did all the iterations of Yellowstone. He did 1926, whatever the other.
Oh, so then he started making money.
And now he did the new show, Madison.
So he does, he does every, like.
Everything.
He does every, like...
he does the shows that everybody's mom is like, have you watched Yellowstone?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it's brutal.
That's my favorite show.
It's brutal.
I feel like he, like, really, like, struck gold with this kind of, like, white man power fantasy kind of thing of, like, I want to live out on a ranch.
The hierarchy of the older man taking on generation to generation.
Yeah.
And he struck gold. So, yeah, he did, like,
but
Yellowstone.
But
again,
he did really amazing things. Hell or High Water, Sicario. Yeah.
Wind River.
Anyways.
Yeah. There's a scene in Sicario that plays in my head every now and then. You know the scene. At the dinner table. I think that all
at the end?
Towards the end?
Yeah.
With Benicio del Toro?
That whole movie's great.
That movie
so good. Yeah. It's also, you're watching it like, I felt like I was Emily Blunt watching it the whole time. Just like so out of my element, fish out of water. Like, I shouldn't be here.
Right.
That's what I felt like when I was watching
it. Yeah, she's like the avatar for that.
Exactly.
That's not really her story.
No, it's not. Is it Benicio's story?
How often do you watch movies?
I won't say like every day.
He watches them all the time.
But I've seen...
Truly all the time.
So far, I've seen 53 this year.
Wow.
I will say my normal is that, but since having a kid, it's really hard to watch a movie. But I'm actually finding my... I've been really into shows, but I'm finding my joy for it. But I was like movie person. I watched everything that was out, everything that like everyone was talking about, the indie films. It's hard to watch movies right now, but I miss so badly going to the movie theaters. And but God, I love movies. I also love international movies so much.
Yeah. What's your favorite international movie?
Volver.
Oh.
Oh, there you go. What were you writing a review of? While you're
saying, I was aggressively typing. Well, that's I was writing a new review of my feelings on Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
Oh, did and you have an
feelings
old review?
Changed?
My feelings haven't changed. I feel like the some of the VFX have aged a little bit. Where
some
I'm
of the
like,
explosions, some of the yeah, and also the 3D like, thing where the
oh,
steering
well,
wheel comes
God,
out of the screen.
That was corny as hell from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I kind of like that.
I forgot that movie came out in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
And when Mad Max Fury Road came out, like the concept of a dine-in theater was still kind of like novel. And we went to this dine-in theater, and we were all watching on 3D, and then that part happens where like the guitar comes out at the screen, and everyone was just like... like it's just such a great movie, and it happens like right towards the end, and you're like,
I never could do the 3D thing. The only movie that I didn't mind in 3D was the original Avatar for some reason.
I will say, dude, Dread.
Oh, you're
I would
about...
say like on level with like Mad Max. I feel like Dread that came out in 3D, and that actually had some pretty good 3D effects. It was also kind of secretly directed by Alex Garland.
Oh.
Who did Ex Machina and Civil War.
Ex Machina is
no, that
so
movie's
good.
Really good. I finally watched it at one point.
Dude, which movie? That movie fucking
Dread.
Rocks.
I have not seen Dread.
It's Carl Urban, who he's in a mask. He's in a mask the entire time, which I think is like, that's something that movies always, they always like chicken out and have like the star take their helmet off or take their mask off. To be
he
like,
stays in it the
he
whole
stays
time.
In it the whole time. All you see is his
Does
mouth.
He have this, like thick Australian accent. He's Australian, no? New Zealand? I don't know.
I don't know what he is, but you see his mouth, and he just has this grimace.
He's so badass.
The entire and he's like,
he's incredible.
I love Carl Urban.
He's so good in that movie.
Is he done with The Boys? Is The Boys done?
I think it's
yeah,
done.
It's the final season.
Thank God.
I loved The Boys for the first two seasons.
Same.
I was like, I need this.
I've been watching it, and I was.
I just don't like all the gore. Like,
yeah,
dude, it gets over the top.
This is my take on The Boys this season. Was there was an era like Game of Thrones came out and Breaking Bad where it was like new to have things go wrong and for the villains to win. It was like, whoa, what is this? This is crazy.
Yeah.
But now watching The Boys, I've been able to predict every scene because I go, okay, this is going to go wrong. All right, this plan's going to fail. All right, the worst thing that could possibly happen is going to happen. And it does without fail to the point that I'm actually bored. I'm like, I'm no longer surprised by this.
Yeah.
Like, you need to have different things happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, like, we got so into that now when shows have a good thing happen, that's when I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, a good thing happened?
And I like that.
Like Paddington.
I like
that's yeah. a perfect movie.
Okay,
Paddington 2.
Still haven't seen
Paddington
it. I know.
2. Everyone
I know.
Says that. I watched it. Paddington, and I still have yet to watch Paddington 2.
Bruh.
Everyone talks about
it. He goes to prison.
Paddington 3 is fine. It's lovely. It's got Olivia Colman. She's great.
Speaking of Olivia Colman, The Favorite is one of my fucking favorite movies.
Oh, the Yorgos movie?
I loved it.
Yeah, it's
I
good.
Loved it. Would I rewatch it? Maybe once more. That's it.
I feel like that's most Yorgos Lanthimos movies. You're like, that was good. I don't want to see that again.
I cannot rewatch. Yeah, Poor Things. I also love Poor Things.
Sure.
Will not be
rewatched. Oh, yeah. I have zero interest in rewatching.
But I was laughing so hard at Poor Things.
Very darkly funny.
I thought Mark Ruffalo's character was one of my favorite characters I've seen in so long. I think when he stopped, there was this interview about him when he stopped doing the Hulk, he felt free. because I think you're on a really serious contract with obviously Marvel. And so he felt free. So I felt like he was just like, I am gonna have the most fun in this wild character. He was, I just, his character made me laugh out loud. And I don't know. I don't know if it's like doing comedy all the time. I really struggle to laugh out loud in movies, which sounds so sad to me.
No, I...
But it has to surprise me. And I felt like he was joy the whole time.
Yeah.
And I also feel like, I know that Ted Lasso was really funny because it was joy, but like, I really feel this shift in comedy where instead of like, everything's, this woman's life, everything's going wrong and how terrible. Yeah. I feel this shift of like, joy, and it can be dark joy, but like this joy, it can be like hysterical joy or excited joy or scary joy, but that's like the way comedy's going right now, and I'm really into
it. No, because like I think similar with comedy, you know, I remember when like Girls came out, and I remember at the time being like,
phenomenal.
I love this,
groundbreaking,
and you know, that was like when like Curb Your Enthusiasm was on, like where it's like, oh, these despicable characters, all these people are cringy and they're hard to watch. And it's funny because these characters are awful. But now,
I can't
like,
stomach it anymore.
I love when I have a character I can root for. Like, it's really fun. And I love the kind of, like, thing you're seeing with a lot of characters, which is the kind of character who's oblivious and naive, and they're so positive and so kind.
They're so earnest.
And I love that earnesty. It's what I loved about, like, watching The Birdcage. I was just like, there's a lot of earnesty in it. A lot of the scenes that are really funny is where it's just, like, genuine kindness coming from these characters.
And even if they are a villain, my favorite part is even if they are the bad guy that we can't stand, they have this like really awesome redemption arc where it's like, oh, you're fighting for something that you believe is right, but we all know it's not right, but you don't know it yet. Until you lose something or somebody that you love kind of points it out. And then you have to go through this journey of like self-redemption. And that's where I also find joy in that.
Totally.
Like the show DTF St. Louis that we both love. There's all these characters that you're like, villain, villain? Wait, are you the villain? And then you're like, Okay, you guys are just so in your own bubble. And the best character ever is someone who's not aware of the how they're making people feel. They know they're hurting this person's feelings, but they don't understand why. That's my favorite, is them like,
Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checkings, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
I feel like another...
Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checkings, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
Like hot take. Throw out there.
Hot take, honey.
I almost feel like because so much American shows and just movies for the past like decade have been so like everyone's awful, everyone has bad intentions, Everything ends up going wrong. I almost wonder if that sphere allowed for anime to become as mainstream and big, because in anime, like people are like, we're going to work hard and we succeed. Like there's a lot of like, the good guy wins. And there's kind of like that. That's like a very like typical storyline in a lot of, not all animes, plenty. And bad. Like Death Note has like a lot of dark endings, but so many are just have like a, oh, if you work hard and you believe in yourself, we will persevere and win. And that's kind of like refreshing.
I think that's like also connected to like the, honestly, the romanticy era that's coming back so hard, is people are like, romanticy sci-fi, it's the main story and everything, which is just like, obviously, the hero's journey.
You know, it's kind of interesting that like romanticies become like so huge, but there aren't any like big romanticy movies that have come out.
No,
I don't think.
Is it too sexy?
Well, they're trying.
Is it too much?
Well, Michael B. Jordan bought Fourth Wing, the series, which was like
interesting.
I have a lot of thoughts on that series, but he bought that series to make. I think it's really hard to make them into
but like the Sarah J. Maas like books.
She took it back. So she, all of her rights were sold to Hulu, and then she just took all of her rights back.
Because like, I guess it's probably too horny. Because at that point, it would be like softcore porn.
I think
right?
it's visual. I genuinely think the author and the person are colliding on who is going to be cast, because in these books, they're godlike, beautiful creatures. No one on earth looks like that.
What do you think?
Nobody's hot enough.
Nobody's hot. But also, yes,
I do think there's some of that. I think they're probably hard to translate over to movie and TV show.
They could get cringy, cheesy, real fast.
Yeah, like some things, truly, just the medium that they're made in is where they work best, right? Yeah. And I think also with books like romanticy, it's where people really want to place themselves in it. Yeah. And when a movie, you literally can't do that. You're
so
watching
funny.
It.
Funny, I don't ever, I asked myself this the other day when I'm reading those, I never put myself in their shoes. Mm-hmm. It's always like I'm watching them from afar, like a little creep.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what's weird? Like,
when I'm reading, I'm a huge pervert.
I'm in the room.
I'm in the corner. It's like, yes.
I have this feeling that, like, pretty much every sex scene in a movie is, like, not erotic at all.
I don't think that it's like, erotic at all when they're shooting it.
But I mean, like,
oh, wait,
like,
what do you mean?
The final,
you're
the
saying,
final
like,
product.
As a viewer,
I'm watching it and I see a sex scene, I'm like, it never, like, I feel like it never achieves, like, what it's trying to achieve.
Really?
Except,
those aren't good sex scenes.
There's only one sex scene
that you think does the job.
Yeah.
What is it?
All right. You ever seen the, you're not gonna guess.
This setup is, I can't even handle this.
Have you ever seen the who else is in it? The,
if you don't,
Jude Law,
get to it.
World War II sniper movie.
So
Enemy at the Gate.
I've never seen Enemy at the Gate.
With what's her name?
Rachel Weisz.
So
many people in the room are like, yes.
And they're like, yeah.
Enemy at the Gate's also. That scene is so hot. Also,
it's,
I'm sorry,
so hot.
Cold Mountain. It's such a sad, long movie, but Jude Law and Cold Mountain and Nicole Kidman's relationship is very...
Maybe it's just Jude
Law. So maybe it must be Jude Law.
But there's something like...
Holiday?
I think because like...
Enemy at the Gates is very good.
Because like, I feel like with sex scenes in movies, they're always like, oh yeah, we're going to like show some titties or whatever.
No.
In Enemy at the Gates, they don't show anything.
Yeah.
They're laying next to each other. Aren't they... In a camp with a bunch of people?
Yeah, they're like...
Yeah.
There's like a bunch of people sleeping next to them. And they're like getting busy under the sheets.
And it's very erotic.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you. I think it's the intention behind it, the scene. I think some movies go way too hard, and you're like, oh, those are two actors who worked out really, really hard for this scene, and, you know, they stopped and go, and they don't have a lot of chemistry.
And it's just awkward and, like...
I do think there are some sexier scenes that I will have to ruminate on the rest of this episode. Okay. I can't quite think of them.
Come back around to us.
But I will say, Rachel, she is, like, sexy as hell. I don't think that's her last name.
Vice? Yeah.
Rachel Vice?
Rachel Vice.
Oh, with a W. Yeah.
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 Yeah, that scene's pretty hot.
Anyway, I don't know about there, but
no, that's good.
So, do we want to read some of your Letterboxd reviews? I also have a game I want to play.
I don't have good
ones.
You do serious ones.
Well, because I feel like I don't want to be that annoying person on Letterboxd that just makes like one sentence jokes all the time.
Okay,
like, I like occasionally I'll do like a joke, but then I also think like being earnest about my love or hate for a movie is good. I think it's good to provide an actual like opinion and feeling on things. So
also Phantom Thread. I know not a lot of people loved that movie, but I loved that movie. You're crazy. I have some Letterboxd reviews too. Okay. But Shane, you have something? You said you have a game.
Well, I was gonna pick they have like a bunch of the most popular rated movies on Letterboxd. I was gonna pick a movie and I was gonna read a review and then give you guys a chance to guess.
Yes.
That's great.
Done.
Let's do it.
Love it.
I'm going to pick a random movie, and it's a movie that you guys definitely both know.
It's going to be like, how did that mouse learn how to drive that car?
Sure.
That's Stuart Little. Yeah. You know what, Shane? I have to say something. You're really good at games.
Yeah?
You should, like, create a game. I'm sorry. I'm being real right now.
I created a game. It's called Sniper Chess. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but, like, you're really, really good at like... I'm like, oh, that's such a good idea that I would never think of.
Thank you.
So welcome.
We also used to do a show similar to this called Netflix and Chill.
Don't tell me that. Just let me sit in that.
We would read reviews of Netflix movies, and if you guessed it wrong, you'd have ice poured down your pants.
Yep.
This is back when you used
to. Classic.
I'm wearing a dress, so try it.
No, it would go up then.
Oh my God.
All right.
Shut up.
Here's the first review of this movie. Very popular, very well-known movie.
Okay.
Sayoban gave it 4 stars, said...
It's probably Siobhan, but that's okay.
Yeah, probably Siobhan.
Siobhan?
It's okay. No, okay. Hey, I'm sorry.
You know what? Forget
no,
this
you
game.
No. Hey, Shane, come on back.
No, I don't want to play.
Okay.
Gave it 4 stars.
Okay.
They said, fellas, is it gay to be in love with your imaginary friend?
Oh...
Is it gay to be in love? Fellas?
I said fellas.
So it's a hot man.
Throw out a guess.
Hot male imaginary friend. The only imaginary friend.
Oh, Inside Out.
No.
No.
You're crazy. That was an insane.
Holly gave it 5 stars.
Okay.
Said, bitches be so fine, then boom, they're a figment of your imagination.
Oh, Black Swan.
Oh, Casper.
Nope.
Shit.
All right.
Whoa. What am I saying?
This one's probably going to give it away. I think, Ian, you'll get it with this one.
Sure.
Junior gave it 5 stars, said, they could use that soap and take a fucking shower.
Fight Club?
It's Fight Club.
Oh my God.
I forgot.
There you go.
Figment of imagination.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Brad Pitt's
really
hot.
He is so hot in that movie.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, I can pick another one.
Yeah, do it. This is fun. I'm having fun.
All right, I'm truly just picking like the top movies on Letterboxd. All right, here we go.
Okay.
James gave this movie 5 stars.
Okay, James.
And he said, the most fun and lighthearted horror movie ever made.
Parasite?
No.
This is Barbarian? The most not fun and lighthearted.
Adam Bolt gave this movie 4.5 stars. He said, worried for the guy taking the longest bath of all time.
Saltburn. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
All right.
Wait, the longest bath of all time?
I don't know a guy taking the longest bath in a horror movie.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
You said woman.
Warren gave this 3.5 stars. They wrote, did they ever record him jerking off?
Buried. No, I'm just kidding. No. Wait, 127 hours?
No.
Jesus, what are you saying? No, he never, he's stuck in a cliff. He's not taking a bath or jerking off.
Well, if maybe if, was it his arm that got stuck or was it his
James
leg?
James Franco,
that got
baby.
Stuck?
God, that movie. Anyway, can you read one more?
One more. Give us one more.
Jackson gave it 4.5 stars, said, it must suck for all the people in like Asia always seeing him sleeping when it's on.
Truman Show.
You got it. It is the Truman Show. Did they ever record him jerking off?
That's
longest
true.
Longest bath. When the hell is he?
I forget. I haven't seen
one of my
in
favorite
minute,
movies ever.
Yeah, that is
so
that
good.
Is an all-time.
Such a
that
good
is an
movie.
All-timer for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, another one.
You want to keep going? Let's
yes.
keep going. Why
yeah.
just, let's just keep doing this.
Yeah.
This is fun because people love to make.
I do have
shitty
horror movie reviews, but let's keep going. Maybe I'll do one to end.
This is the first one you're not going to get, but you can try to see if you can get lucky. 4.5 stars from V. They write, what's up, guys? I'm fucking crying.
Okay, so it's a sad movie.
Or it's a comedy. Okay, keep going.
Alor gave it 4.5 stars, said, a movie about a man who runs and enjoys cutting grass.
Forrest Gump.
It's Forrest Gump.
Damn.
Nice.
Nice.
Way to go.
I'm really good at this. So how many points did I just get?
None. You get no points.
Wow.
You get nothing. Oh, what's that? What's that from?
You get nothing. I have no idea.
Willy Wonka.
You get nothing. You drank fizzy lifting drinks. Okay.
Let's see if you guys can get this on the first guess.
Okay.
Sam gave this movie 5 stars. He said, so this is why teachers make you take your hat off in school.
Final Destination.
Hereditary?
It is not Hereditary. Okay, River gave this 5 stars and said, when I say I love French cinema, this is what I mean.
Out of a school.
Blue's Warmest Color.
French cinema. It's not Amelie. I don't know. French cinema.
What the hell?
Oh, Alexina's bouncing back there.
What?
She's
read that.
Dying.
Read
right.
another one.
Let's see it.
I'm trying to find one that doesn't spoil it. Okay. Freya gave this 5 stars and said, can't believe they invented the entire country of France for this movie.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You guys know it.
This is what. What is happening?
And it's the most French thing. So
Ratatouille?
Like,
it's Ratatouille.
Oh,
no.
What was the second thing again?
This is why I watch. This is French cinema.
This is perfect
hat
French
off,
cinema.
Hat off in
That's
school.
Why you have to take your hat off in school.
I don't like Ratatouille. I don't want a rat cooking my food. We talked about this. Scary rats.
Okay. You said you had a hard time with that movie.
It's not real, Amanda.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's an animation. Never happened.
Faisal Goes West. That was real.
Faisal.
Okay, I've got a good one. I got another one. And here's a movie that I think is actually perfect.
Okay.
This is, I think, a perfect movie. Okay. Someone said, Patrick gave it 4.5 stars. They said, the second best Die Hard movie.
So it's not Die Hard. of course.
James gave it 3.5 stars, said, young Patrick Bateman.
Wait, Christian Bale?
Wait.
Perfect movie?
Jonathan Fuji gave it 4.5 stars, said Tom and Jerry ass movie.
Oh.
It's not The Fighter.
It's not.
No.
The Fighter?
No way.
Wait till you find out what this
it's
movie is.
It's not Christian Bale. It's not Christian Bale. They're just saying that he's like a
young
Patrick
Bateman.
Bateman.
Fine.
So he's crazy, very attractive man, Tom and Jerry ass movie. It's like a Die Hard. What the hell?
All right, I'm going to give you one that's going to give it away, okay. But sorry. Wait, someone, this makes me want to rewatch the movie. Hannah gave it 5 stars and said, they say 6-7 about 6 or 7 times in this movie. okay, Benjamin gave it 4.5 stars and said, I'm a full-grown ass man, and that furnace is still terrifying.
Home Alone?
It's Home Alone.
Oh!
Young Patrick Second, Bateman?
Young
Why
Patrick
am I so
Bateman.
Bad
Who?
At this?
Who is young Patrick Bateman?
Kevin.
Kevin is a young
what
Patrick Bateman?
What? No,
I don't
what?
Agree with this.
I don't agree with that
this
at
is
all.
Why, this is why you should like have
He's
to
got
take...
his morning routine. He's doing all sorts of stuff.
Okay,
but he's not a killer. So that's
second. He's a kid. he basically kills them. That's true. That's true. Throughout that movie. True.
No, okay. You're right. I see it, I guess.
All right. I'm going to pick this one. Might be a little bit harder.
Okay.
I'm having so much fun.
I can tell.
I love just reading this.
No, this is fun.
You like having control and power.
Muriel gave it 5 stars. Getting killed because you're not a crazy cinephile.
No idea. Muriel?
I think a lot of people probably guessed it.
What are you saying?
One. Really? Okay, hold on.
Well, Muriel's just her person who...
No, I know, but I have a deep connection.
Hannah gave it 4.5 stars, said, 1, don't pick up the phone.
Oh, Scream!
Scream.
How are you so good?
I watch more movies than you, clearly. I'm like, I am the movie person.
Damn.
Not you. That's so wild.
This sucks.
Don't worry about it.
But that beginning scene of Scream is a classic for almost every movie. Actually, When a Stranger Calls is like the classic. Have you ever seen that? Nope. Where it's like, they're in the house.
Is it Jodie Foster?
Okay, I found the same reviewer for this. This is a new movie.
Okay.
Muriel gave this movie 5 stars.
Stop it.
They said, didn't mean to moan like that. My bad. A lot of these people are just like
the
reviewers
pianist.
On Adam Bolt, who gave a review on a different thing, 4.5 stars, or as we Australians call it, Tuesday.
Something with Chris Hemsworth.
Aaron gave this 5 stars, said, as Charlie XCX once said, beep beep, so let's ride.
Okay.
Fast and Furious.
No.
Moaning.
Didn't mean to moan
Australia.
Like that. It's something hot. Or not.
David gave it 5 stars, said, I would drive one of the spiky cars.
Okay, so it's Mad Max. Fury Road.
It's Mad Max Fury Road.
All right.
So they didn't mean to moan about...
They're just like, it's hot. It's a hot movie.
I don't agree with that.
What? It's super hot. What are you...
Oh, well...
This is crazy.
Okay.
I love the top review on this one. All right. Carly gave this movie 4.5 stars, and they said... Where the fuck is the breakfast?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
It's not breakfast. Good guess, though.
That's a great guess, but you didn't get it.
Trav gave it 4 stars. They said, me and my 5 personalities at 3 a.m.
Oh, the one with James McAvoy? Split?
Where the fuck is the breakfast?
I don't know.
Soup George gave it 2.5 stars, said they didn't even eat breakfast.
What the hell?
What are you talking about?
Eat breakfast.
I don't know.
Oh wait, someone said Andrea gave it 3 stars in all captions.
If you say something about breakfast again.
No, they just said that fucking Victorious episode with crying emojis.
Victorious episode?
Yeah, you guys are probably not getting help from that.
Oh no.
Oh god.
You didn't even eat breakfast. Is this a popular
James wrote 2 stars? I can't believe I watched Victorious version before this.
What are you saying?
Oh, is it Schindler's List?
No, what?
You're crazy. Wait, is this a popular movie?
It's a very famous movie. Incredibly famous movie.
Princess Bride.
It's not Princess Bride.
Stop. Stop. Keep going.
Andy gave it 5 stars, said, the only movie where a guy called Bender is the coolest dude on the planet.
Bender.
This one person just has a heart for their name. 4 stars. They should have just started a band and called themselves Lemonade Mouth, to be honest.
What?
Lemonade Mouth?
Killing me. The connection between this movie and just fucking Disney and Nickelodeon.
Breakfast, Victorious.
Bender? We're so lost.
Molly gave it 4.5 stars, said the Victorious parody of this is better.
Stop!
Victorious.
Okay.
Is it Rashomon?
Okay, let's gonna move away from Victorious.
Every television show is
we're
Vivian.
Getting really
Rashomon.
Bad.
Vivian gave this movie 4 stars and said, "When your circle's small, but y'all crazy."
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So it's
okay. Parakiss gave it 4 stars and said, "Dumbass makeover took a star off."
Makeover?
There's a makeover.
Mrs.
in this
Doubtfire.
Movie. Not Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's like a group. Is it like a group of friends?
It's a group sort of. It's a group of people becoming friends.
What? This is awful.
Becoming friends. Heathers?
It's not Heathers. You're getting close.
They
You're
definitely did not
close.
Become friends.
A Breakfast Club.
It is Breakfast Club.
They didn't even eat breakfast. Victorious?
Victorious did an episode, a parody episode of.
That makes sense.
Who's Bender?
I forget Bender.
Was he the, like the reject
Breakfast
guy
Club? They actually the didn't even eat breakfast.
They didn't actually even eat breakfast.
Why did I think of that?
I'm thinking way too specific.
Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checkings, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
I'm going to go with a really...
Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checkings, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
There's a movie that you both love.
Okay.
And I think you might have even mentioned it in this episode.
Oh my God.
I love this movie. It's a really cool movie. Shay gave this movie 4 stars and they wrote, "She fucking looks like Willy Wonka."
Arrival.
It's not Willy
Wonka. What? Who looks like Willy Wonka in Arrival?
Lucy gave this movie 5 stars and said, "The movie equivalent of being hugged."
Paddington?
Not Paddington.
No, it's not my favorite. I've never seen it. You're crazy. She looks like Willy Wonka.
Number one Gizmo fan gave it 5 stars and said, "When will anyone love me like that?"
Oh.
Karsten gave it 3.5 stars, said, "She's so crazy."
Oh, Hereditary.
Enemy at the Gates, of course.
Hereditary.
No. I hate that movie. Stop it. Wait, she's so crazy?
Some of these reviews I don't understand.
What did you mention? On. That's what I'm struggling with.
Hold on.
Amelie.
You got it.
Oh.
Her hair.
She looks like Willy Wonka.
How dare they?
How dare they?
She looks like Willy Wonka.
That movie is so good.
It's one of my favorites.
It's a so really good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How dare they?
How dare they?
Wait, I have one.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, Selena's going to shout out some reviews and then we're gonna guess.
Okay, Viking gave the snow stars but liked it. I thought this was about magicians.
The Prestige.
I was just gonna say that.
No, but that is about magicians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about magicians.
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Wait, nice. It is about
baby.
Magicians.
Oh shit.
They're magicians. They're getting you. No,
well,
no,
also
no.
Like, yeah, how did you get those abs? You know,
he probably worked out pretty hard, and he also dances. And
okay, yeah. So not magic, fine.
That's a true story about Channing Tatum. Okay, do we have more?
Do we have a new one?
Do you have another one?
I'll read you my review, and you can guess because this is what I just picked out. Okay, how about that?
And you write Letterboxd reviews?
No, but I actually told Ian the other day that I want to.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay. You can start it.
Here's
anytime.
One. This is like.
It doesn't cost anything. You can just do it.
You can do it for free.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Okay, so this is one that you guys are going to be like, what?
Okay. All right. What's going on?
That's enough. Shush. That's enough. Stop. What? Stop.
This
stop.
Is a review you wrote? Did you write this like in your notes?
No. I screenshot it. Enough. Stop.
Oh. You found Letterboxd reviews.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Try to guess this. This is a bit of a niche one, but this is a newer movie.
Okay.
I'm just glad we're seeing kids go outside again instead of being glued to their iPad screens.
Okay. Is this like...
This is four stars from Miko.
Stand By Me.
This is a new movie.
New movie?
No one questioned why this kid is running the town dry of tinned soup. Like, here comes Soup Boy. 3 stars by Jay.
What?
Oh, shoot. I may not have seen this. Have I seen this movie?
Yes.
I have.
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay, kids getting outside.
3.5 stars by Coffee. You can tell this is made by a former sketch comedian because it's almost entirely set up for
weapons.
One really good bit.
It's weapons.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Yeah.
That was just one that I wanted to do.
No, that's good.
Wait, can I read you guys one that Caroline, who's our lovely PA, wrote?
Caroline.
Oh, this is a review.
Wait. Okay, so Caroline, our PA, wrote this review.
Yes, she gave this movie 5 stars, loved it. Being better than the men around you, rocking a bob and having a horse. Like, yeah.
Having
being
a bob.
Being better than the men around you. So who has a bob? who's on a horse with a bob?
Okay, I'm trying to think of movies. It's not... It makes me think of like Mirror, like Princess Diaries.
Is this like a popular one? She doesn't have a bob on a horse.
Is it a new movie or
having a bob on a horse?
No, I wouldn't say this is a new movie.
Okay. Oh, well, you know who has a bob on a horse?
Who?
Lord Farquaad.
Shrek. Wait.
No, but that's funny.
Oh. It says being better than all the men around you. I don't think Lord Farquaad. Remember when I had his haircut and you kept telling me that I had his haircut?
No, I said you had the haircut of a 13th century crusader.
And then I did the berries and cream commercial.
Yeah, I did catch
and I put a wig on and it looked exactly like my hair. What is
I don't
this movie?
Think I know. Okay.
I think a bob on a horse.
Wait, is it Wuthering Heights?
No.
She does not have a bob. You're crazy.
Angie
gave it 4.5 stars and says, I love in movies when men are stupid idiots and girls save the day. Wait, did Caroline also? Mm-hmm. Okay, so she wrote a second review.
Caroline wrote all the reviews.
Caroline really needed to get her thoughts out.
Appeals to every little girl's dream and desires, duplicity, deception, and being exceedingly better than their male peers and having a kill count.
Oh, shit.
She's a murderer.
Do you think, Caroline, do you think I've seen this movie?
You guys have all seen it.
I've seen this movie? Okay.
We've all seen it. Did we mention it today?
It's a woman
today?
With a horse.
No.
And she
rides a horse.
Men.
She's got a bob. Shit. I feel like...
Okay. Ella gave it 5 stars, and this is going to give it away. The L in LGBT is for Li Shang.
Oh, is this Mulan?
Yeah.
Has a...
Does she have a...
She does kind of have a bob.
Her hair. Yeah.
That's really good.
Okay, hey, I got a review for this.
Okay,
for this
great.
Movie. I demand a weasel spinoff. Yes, I understand he killed 27 children, but just look at the little guy.
Is this like Feifel Goes West or something?
Are you gonna answer?
What if I was right? He's like, yeah, you got it right. All right, we're done.
Wait. Okay.
All right, a weasel spinoff. Mm-hmm. Sure, he killed. Okay.
This is creepy.
Okay.
He killed 27 children, but just look at the little guy.
The hell?
I feel like maybe this isn't good.
Give us another review.
No.
I'll give you another review.
Yeah. I was reading like 10 reviews before you guys were guessing them.
Yeah, it's okay, Ian. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this happened to a couple of my friends a few years ago.
Okay, people leave that on every single thing.
Okay, here's another one. Weasel, my beloved.
That's not going to actually help us in any capacity.
Not going to lie, getting choked to death by Margot Robbie seems fun. I feel like that could be multiple Margot Robbie movies.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Nope.
There was no children killed in that movie. Wuthering Heights?
This person said, I don't care. I'm just going to say it. King Shark is a himbo.
Oh, this is Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. There was that weird weasel thing.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
yeah.
weird.
I forgot about that.
I just recently watched it for the first time.
Okay, so. I think you guys are going to get this really, really good.
Okay.
4.5 stars by Camilla. Ed Warren exercised this puh.
Wait, sorry. Can you repeat that? Can you repeat
that? Sure, sure, sure. 4.5 stars by Camilla. Ed Warren exercised this puh.
Ed Warren exercised this.
Is it The Exorcist?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Look me dead in the eyes and tell me James Wan isn't into puppets a little too much. 2.5 stars by Jay.
James Wan. Is that a director?
Yes.
Puppets?
4.5 stars by Vi. Thought my house was haunted because the TV kept turning off. Turns out I was sitting on the remote.
I'm sorry.
Does that review have anything to do with the movie?
Thought my house was haunted because the TV kept shutting off. Turns out I was sitting on the remote.
It's not even...
Does that play a part in the
Annabelle,
movie?
You're getting close.
Okay.
Conjuring?
Yes.
Oh,
and here's
Annabelle's in it.
Annabelle's in it. Okay. Here's what I wanted to read to you because you are a sicko and do this.
Yeah.
5 stars by Reese. One of the little girls slept without the blanket covering her feet and was shocked when a demon grabbed her? You always sleep with your leg out. Dude, you're going to get snatched. Shane, you're going to get snatched.
I know. I believe that.
That's The Conjuring. I think such a good horror movie. So dark. This game is fun.
I don't know, but I don't know if y'all have seen this, but it's a new movie. Came out in 2025.
Probably haven't.
I said my review was, the major sure loves to talk about nutsacks.
What are you doing?
Sorry, when did you say this movie came out?
2025.
The major sure likes to talk about nutsacks.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the new Avatar movie?
No.
Oh, right. That's a good guess. They don't even have nutsacks, right, do they?
I'll give you that one. I think these ones are going to be fun.
Is this the same movie?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I got another. Okay. So I'd be the guy. Okay. I'd be the. I don't know why this made me laugh. I'd be the guy dying. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Okay, sorry. I'd be the guy dying because he. Sorry. Fuck. What the fuck?
Right. There's nothing that has made Ian laugh this hard. Dude, I've never seen you like this. What All right. got you?
All right. I'd be the guy dying because he has to shit.
That's what's making you laugh so hard.
Wait, is this Jurassic Park.
No.
I've never seen a guy.
Because that happens in Jurassic Park. A guy dies because he has to shit.
Yeah, I remember. Well, he's on the toilet because
he's hiding.
He's
scared. He's
hiding. You're crazy.
Yeah, but he kind of dies because he
has to
shit.
What's happening here?
I don't know. Here's another review. Yowie so doomed they kept calling each other brothers.
We've definitely not seen this movie.
I'd honestly sign up just to make a friend like Pete.
Okay, Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie?
This one should give it away. Thought it was about walking, then came the poop.
Is this The Long Walk?
Yes.
I haven't seen The Long Walk, but oh my God.
I haven't even heard of it.
Oh, that makes sense that someone dies because they have to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny?
Because shitting is hard when you have to,
I know,
like,
the
keep
premise
walking.
Of the movie is that they have to keep walking, and if you stop walking, you get killed.
Yeah.
But, like, marathon runners shit themselves and keep running all the time.
Why would anyone want to watch this movie?
Well, it's a Stephen King book turned into
a
movie.
It's great.
I've heard it's really scary, good. Really good.
But, yeah, there's a couple people where shitting is a problem.
I think it's funny that in the same year, two Stephen King books got turned into movies, The Running Man and The Long Walk.
Oh.
I heard
Isn't that
the Running
really
Man
funny?
It
was okay. I saw it.
Okay.
I watched it one day. Just at home. It was fine.
Oh, Ian, did you notice? We have a table.
You know what's funny? Because I know people were asking for a table.
Oh, yeah.
They were?
Oh, yeah.
There's no way. I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't check.
Did you?
No, I didn't know that.
Wait, I got one more from Caroline.
Okay, Caroline has another
review. Okay, Caroline's going to close us out here.
5 stars, loved it. Irish boy wants to be in the center of a dance circle so bad, he makes it a whole thing. I had 2 slushies, half bag of popcorn, and half bag of gummy worms. Yum, yum, yum.
Titanic.
Oh,
that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Thank you.
He's not Irish, though.
Irish boy. No, well, he's not Irish.
But there were Irish people.
Oh, yeah. Remember the Irish friend who
Irish
got killed?
Boy that was in the center of a dance circle so bad.
Mm-hmm. Belfast? I hate that I keep bringing up Emerald Fennell movies, but...
Saltburn?
Saltburn. I don't know.
Is it Saltburn?
How recent is this movie?
It's a new movie. It came out in 2025.
Oh shit.
Irish boy.
I may not have seen it.
I swear.
Are there other reviews for this movie?
Mac gave it 4.5 stars. Standing ovulation. I mean, ovation.
Whoa.
Joe A gave it 4.5 stars. That one sequence, you'll know when you see it. Magnum opus type scene. Spirit awakening type scene. Inspirational. Foundational.
Monumental. Sinners?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. The Irish boy.
Yep. So what about the two slushies?
Damn.
That was just Caroline.
You were doing work.
My God,
the
brain
concession
freeze.
Stand was like, are you going to watch the movie? Jesus,
I'm
you keep coming back here.
I'm back for another slushy. Hit me, man.
Come on. Hit me.
Sinners is rocking me.
Can we talk about some of our lowest rated movies?
I want to know what some of your lowest rated movies are.
Okay, so I got this one's an all-timer. Wonder Woman 1984.
That movie's pretty rough.
I need the stone.
Wow, did it in voice.
Was that your review for it?
No, I didn't leave a review. Don't Worry, Darling.
Rarely has there been a gap so enormous between how smart a movie thinks it is and how smart it actually is.
Whoa.
Harry Styles' performance on iCarly was much better, in my opinion.
Oh, dude, it is, like, the best way to describe that movie, and this is not my original thought, this was somebody else's thought, was like a white woman's attempt at making a Jordan Peele movie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is brilliant.
And, like, it felt like a student film that had like a $200 million budget.
Whoa.
Well, there was so much drama surrounding it because she, apparently Olivia Wilde, was dating Harry Styles during the shooting, and that's where
I don't care about that.
Well, The Truman Show, but Harry Styles violently eats pussy.
Oh, there was a there was that scene.
Listen, I think Harry Styles is cute. I don't ever want to see him do that.
No.
Sorry, I don't know what it is. I don't like
that's
it.
Fair.
I don't want that.
One on here. Fair. Tiptoes. Have you guys ever seen Tiptoes?
I am very aware of Tiptoes.
Isn't that Gary Oldman? Not Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman. Yep.
It is
Gary Oldman playing a little person.
It is a.
They just have him shuffling around on his knees, and when he's sitting in a couch, they have he has little like puppet legs.
No, I saw.
And he's like, he's clearly like in the couch. And this is a serious movie. This is not a comedy.
Is it Matthew McConaughey?
It's Matthew McConaughey. It's Matthew McConaughey and Gary Oldman are brothers. Twin brothers? I think they're maybe twins. I forget. They're brothers. So Matthew McConaughey.
Joel McHale make fun of this movie all the time on The Soup or something?
I don't know. His brother is supposed to be a little person, but it's played by Gary Oldman on his knees. And it's like an Oscar bait movie. Yeah. Like they were really
Gary
trying.
Oldman's a great actor.
But speaking of another like total train wreck Oscar bait movie, Music.
I don't even know if I've heard about this movie.
Wait, is that Sia's movie?
Yeah. Sia's movie where she like
the dance. Okay, speaking of Dance Moms, which we weren't speaking of, but I'm thinking about Dance Moms for some reason, which I'll explain later. One of the lead in Dance Moms is the lead in Music.
Oh.
And she plays someone. She just, it's not the right casting.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, but I do have a lot of review that I think you guys are going to get. 4 stars. Jiba? Toni Collette deserves a normal family.
Hereditary.
Sixth Sense.
Oh. Sixth Sense.
We nailed two different ones.
Damn.
Yeah, she loves to play moms that are
Sixth
haunted.
Sense. One of my favorite movies.
Sixth Sense is incredible.
Of all time.
Yeah.
And then I told you that I didn't realize the little boy's name is Cole. And I've loved the name Cole forever.
Aww.
That's my son's name.
Aww.
Boy.
Should I ask him if he sees dead people?
And he's just like, bah.
Huh?
He just... just
no, that's his thing now. He goes, huh? Huh?
Huh?
Huh?
I think we're out of time.
I think we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
Wow, Ian could be here all day. Look at him.
I could be here all day.
I love just talking about movies.
Me too. I could go on forever.
This is what we do most of the time.
Yes. We talk about movies. We talk about shows that we're watching.
Is that a problem?
No. That's awesome.
We love our medium. It's fine. It's great.
Yeah. We love our medium. They tell us about ghosts that they see.
Yeah, they're from Long Island.
You guys are awesome.
No, we do really just love shows and movies.
Yeah, so
and I love you guys.
Oh,
that's the first time you've ever said that.
Never said
that. Yeah, you probably won't hear it again.
And that's the hardest I've ever seen you laugh, and it was about poop.
Shitting while walking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing goes together like Stephen King and pooping.
That is true.
That is so true.
That is true. Ian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You going to ask me like what my socials are?
No.
Where they can find me?
You can find Ian somewhere watching a movie.
That's probably true.
That is actually true. You watch a movie every day, you said.
Oh, wait, quick. What movies are you guys looking forward to? One movie.
I still need to see Project Hail Mary because I love the book.
That movie.
Love the book, and I just haven't gotten a chance to see it yet.
The Taste of Things.
I actually.
It's a French movie.
And okay. I am excited. I'm excited for that Resident Evil movie.
Could be good.
Oh, the director of weapons.
Could be good.
I think.
It's good.
Me and Spencer and Angela are going to go if you want to maybe come. You just can't sit next to us.
You guys already planned? You already planned this?
Yeah, of course. All we do is text about Resident Evil. I'm actually not kidding.
You know what? You know what I think could be a banger movie? I'm just going to call it Sheep Detectives.
What
is made that up?
Nope.
You know what I can't wait to see? The Mummy. The new Mummy.
What? The guy's name Mummy?
No, the Mummy.
Because they have like the mummy. Lee whatever's Mummy.
There's a new Mummy.
That Mummy? Yeah. With the girl?
Yep.
All right. Comment down below what movies you're excited
so
to see.
So judgmental.
Comment down below what movies you're excited to see, what your favorite movie is,
yeah.
What your least favorite movie is. Talk about movies down below.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.